At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn back in the studio in Philadelphia because today we're live from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by Bardea Restaurant Group. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, man, this is a nice spot, man. They got a nice little Mediterranean spot.
Yeah, is that how it's said?
No, it's not, but I feel like being a nudge this morning. What's it called? It's sumac Mediterranean?
Yeah, well, all the food in here looks great. We're going to taste some of this food.
I want to try some of the Mediterranean food.
Well, you can try whatever you want. We're going to have Angelo's later on. Come on out to Wilmington. Hang out with us today. 215-592-9494.
Mediterranean.
To hop on the are you ready today?
I just feel like
today you're on one today?
Yeah, I'm on one. Yep. I'm on one today. I feel good. Like, listen. It's okay to be petty not all the time, but it's okay to be petty sometimes, especially when you have vision about things that nobody else sees but you.
Okay.
I can't wait to a certain spot in this show we get to talking about some pettiness that I'm going to, I'm just going to let it fly today.
Well, we have a lot to get to today, Hugh, a lot. It is Wednesday, which means later on in the show, everyone's favorite segment, our quarterback rankings, as we rank the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football right now. The Sixers season starts tonight.
I'm excited.
And
Joel playing?
Yeah.
Why y'all laugh?
Well, because I mean.
Wait, hold up. No, we got
typically, that's something you laugh at, right?
I mean, I'm excited about the Sixers season. Did y'all see Joel Embiid in that last preseason game?
Well, I'm excited for everything but Joel Embiid. We'll get to the Sixers starting tonight up in Boston. Elliot's going to join the show coming up. And I have a new thought on the A.J. Brown Instagram post yesterday that annoyed me last night. But
you need to let that go.
No, I can't.
Man.
I can't do it.
Seriously,
all right,
you need to let that one go.
Well, here's what maybe we can let go. Maybe we can let go of low expectations for the passing game. Because the Eagles' passing game has been better. Let's just call it for what it is. The last few games, it has been better than it was the first four games of the season. As now we head to the meat of the year, right? The Eagles are going to play the Giants on Sunday. It's a game they need to win. It's a game they should win. They'll get back for what happened a couple weeks ago. But here, we keep looking at that post-bye portion of the schedule, right? Because that's where they're going to have to be on their game. They're going to play the Packers, the Lions, and a Cowboys team that suddenly is moving the ball really well. So they're going to have to score some points in that game. That is a huge portion of the schedule, and that's when we need the passing game to be on point. And I understand that there's a lot of, all right, let's see if they keep doing it. But Hugh, as I think about what I saw on Sunday, and I think about what I saw the week before against the Giants, and the week before that against the Denver Broncos, I believe the Eagles' passing game has turned a corner here. That they are better than they were in the month of September. The last three games, and this includes the Denver game and the Giants game. It's not just the game against Minnesota. Obviously, we know the Minnesota game was one of Jalen Hurts' best throwing games of his career. Last three games for the passing game. 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt, 116.8 passer rating. I mean, that's big time stuff. 296 yards a game. I feel like the passing game has turned a corner here, Hugh. And I go back to the two games before the Vikings game, right? The Giants game and the Broncos game.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen missed some shots, right? They couldn't connect, but there were guys streaking wide open down the field. When I think about a passing game working, it's not so much, you know, does the team win? It's not so much how does it look every play? It's are there guys open? And then it's on the receiver and the quarterback to, you know, get on the same page. You go back to the Broncos game. If Jalen hits AJ, he's over 300 yards in that game. You go back to the Giants game two Thursday nights ago. If Jalen hits Devontae, he's over 300 yards in that game. And then we just watched him go over 300 yards. I'm seeing wide open receivers down the field. I didn't see that in the first 4 weeks of the season. Hugh, I am feeling good about where the passing game is going. I think Kevin Petullo's done a better job the last few weeks of scheming things open, a little more creativity. I think the passing game has turned a corner here, both from a, you know, the way it looks and the way Jalen has thrown the football. Hugh, where are you at on the passing game as the first 4 weeks, it was pretty ugly. I mean, they were routinely in like 110 yards a game. Last three games, they're averaging about 300 yards a game, Hugh. Has the passing game turned a corner?
It looks better, but the obvious thing is that we haven't won the two previous games that we've been in it. And let's be realistic, man. Like, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. We were supposed to be here on Wednesday, and everyone is here with us, so I think it's Wednesday.
No, but my point is this. We all reveled in the victory because, like, at the end of the day, a win is a win.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. When we go back and look at that game, if you're looking at it realistically as an Eagles fan that wants to return to the Super Bowl, Carson Wentz missed a lot of throws. Carson Wentz missed a lot of open receivers.
Yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up game.
Yeah, he missed and the score was 28-22.
Yeah, and seven of our points did come through the defense.
From the defense.
Yeah,
that's all fair. Like, listen, and I know some of y'all going to get mad and want to talk about I ain't this, that, and the third. That's okay. I got big old shoulders, and I clap back, so it's cool. I'm not worried about that. But the reality is this. We have to be better. We have to be more efficient on both sides of the ball, and that concerns me a little bit because – the Giants can score points. They can put points on the board. They put points on the board against us. We have to be better in the past. It's good. It's a start.
Yep.
But we have to be better. We have to be more efficient.
So I agree, and there's still too many three and outs. But when I think of the issues the offense still has, and I think we'd all agree on this, they're not.
We're trending in the right direction.
They're not where they want to be yet. They're not where they were at some points last year yet. It's not a machine like we want it to be based on the talent that they have on this football team. But I think a lot of the issues there are on the running game. They're going three and out because of their running game. The running game has been a problem, right? I think we all realize the running game has not been anything close to last year. But I'm just when I look at the passing game, I'm seeing signs that they're coming out of this thing. Because the first month,
and that's good.
The first month, Hugh, it was a challenge to get to like 150 yards, and it was like, oh my god, with these receivers and this tight end and the tackles we have, like. You should wake up and have a close to 200 yards passing. I'm not asking for 300 a game. That's what they've gotten the last 3 weeks. But you should be in that 200 range. That shouldn't be a lot to ask. The first month of the season, it was hard to get there. I mean, that game they won in Kansas City when Chris Jones was like, you don't even have 100 yards passing? It was sour grapes on his part because he lost the game. But he was right. Like, they barely threw for 100 yards. Last three games, I'm seeing guys open. I mean, I'm seeing when Devontae Smith is saying that he's going to the sideline and he sees we can hit this play, and then they go to the play and they hit it, there's some progress here. I mean, this is a young coordinator, first-time coordinator. I feel like they're making some strides.
They are. And I don't want to diminish that. But like I said, you're going up against a team that is probably going to hit you with the same game plan that they had before. You've had some injuries over the week. Now, the one positive is you're getting Landon back. You know, we had a chance to talk to Landon, and Landon talked about how, you know, he didn't play in the game against the Giants, so he's going to be back. So I feel good about that. But the passing game hasn't been consistent, and there has been times, even last week, where it feels like it got bogged down a little bit.
So I agree.
So it's one of those things, Joe, where I am bullish when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I love this squad, but you have to be realistic when you talk about some of the things that we see. And there were times during that game, even in Minnesota, that the offense looked like it sputtered a little bit.
So they had three and outs. But, again, I put that more on the running game. I thought the passing game on Sunday was as efficient as we've seen it around here. in a long time. I go back to the previous 2 weeks. Again, Jalen had a career day on Sunday against Minnesota. You know, one of his best regular season games ever. And just in terms of pure passing, probably the best game I've ever seen him have. But the two prior weeks, we are a couple of Jalen and his receivers' misses, right? You know, the AJ one, he kind of throttled down against Denver. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago against the Giants, Jalen just missed Devontae. He hits those two throws. We're talking about three straight weeks of 300 yards. That's something, if you had asked me before the season, would Jalen Hurts ever have three straight weeks of 300 yards, I would say he's never done that. Yeah. He'll probably never do it. He's this close to have done it. Like, I think we've turned the corner as a passing game. 215-592-9494 for Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, talking about what he saw on Sunday with this passing game.
Yeah, I think the first touchdown to A.J. Brown is just kind of like backyard football. That ball there right there that he throws to Devontae. So this one to A.J., this is just – I think this is decently subpar defense. They don't rush that well. A.J. is matched up really on a safety. This is the big one, though, to Devontae. Number one, six offensive linemen. Number two, he's underneath the center. Number three, play action. They haven't done any of that this year, and so it leads to a huge play. A.J.'s in the backside running the in. Everybody's attention is playing to him, or pointed to him, and he has that beautiful post touchdown to Devontae Smith, but they did more of that. I think you saw Jalen be really good when it came to plus-plus plays, like breaking outside of the pocket and getting into scramble mode. Dude, you know what's my favorite part of this? Another under center, six offensive linemen, play action. No, throw no the ball in the middle field, you don't say. So, like, but this doesn't have to be necessarily who they are, like, on a consistent basis.
So what he said there at the end, I don't think we're all going to now expect 300 yards a game, but they're showing the ability to throw the ball. And then the first 4 weeks they didn't do it. And he mentioned the under the center stuff, Hugh. That they were 4 for 4 for 121 yards when he had play action under center.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many callers we get a week say, why don't they do this? Why don't they
do that more?
Right. And we'll see starting Sunday if they continue to do it, if they do it five times, six, you know, more than just 0 or 1 a game. But
yeah.
I give some credit there to the coaching because they obviously needed to incorporate that a little bit, and they did it, and then Jalen executed it.
I think that was out of necessity, though.
It may have been.
Because, you know, you get Cam Jurgens hurt, and you're forced to do it a little bit. And we'll see how they, you know, come back this week mm-hmm. and how they handle it. But the bottom line is this. For every time that you could say that Jalen could have did this or could have did that, I could flip that and say, well, if Carson would have did this or would have did that, we would have a different outcome in the game.
They may have. I mean, you're right. And that would have been three straight losses yeah. while they're throwing the ball better. And those two things go together. But at the same time, I'm like, hold on. If we could throw the ball like this and we can eventually get the running game going, that's the kind of offense everyone wants to see. 215-592-9494. Drew Brees yesterday on ESPN. He's not buying it, what we're seeing from the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's
I'll
Brees.
Be honest. I'm shocked that they're 5-2 based on how they've played. They are a middle-of-the-pack offense, and they're a middle-of-the-pack defense right now. And I think shockingly, statistically, they are the 30th-ranked rushing offense in the league.
Thank you. Mm.
Would you have ever thought that the Philadelphia Eagles, with the best back in football and one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in football, one of the best O-lines in football, would be the 30th-ranked rush defense? And they've got two of the most explosive receivers in the league.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, the point he made there, I mean, people are going to be mad at Drew Brees for saying what he's saying.
I'm a little mad at him, but...
He's not lying. Yeah,
he's not lying. It's, you know, a lot of times when people tell you the hard truth...
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it.
Well, that happens,
you
know, on this show every day.
Every day when I drop this sign.
It's me trying to...
I'm saying, I try to get y'all right every day, and then I go to Instagram, and I have all this beef and Twitter beef and all this stuff.
Stay out of the comments section.
But, you know, sometimes I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I got to get this uniform dirty.
I can only lead the horse to water. I can't.
But here's the thing. There's something to that. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at the offense that we have, you look at the players that we have, I mean, if you're being realistic about it, we should at least be scoring 30 points a game. And I've said that before, and for whatever reason, we haven't been able to do that.
Well, not even close.
I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. I'm not over there. But there's something to that, because when you talk about the talent that we've amassed, it shouldn't be as hard, even with the offensive line being as banged up as they are. You know, if we're that dynamic offense with these players, we should be crushing food.
Well, they should, and obviously the run game needs to be better. But just when I look at the passing game, I think this thing's turned a corner. As much as, I mean, Kevin Petullo has been beat up and down. The last 3 weeks, I see open receivers. Now, sometimes Jalen has hit them, like this past week, right? Jalen had a great game. He hit the guys open, and they bombs away. A couple weeks before that, he missed receivers, but... I mean, I think back to the Giants game. He threw for a lot of yards. I mean, you were saying his look at his numbers in the Giants game 2 weeks ago wasn't bad. And then I go back to the game. He missed a touchdown to Devontae. He hits him. That's 60 more yards. He missed A.J. Watt. Again, all the coordinator could do is set him up, design the play, and if guys are open, that's on the quarterback and everyone to execute. I go back to that Giants game 2 weeks ago. A.J.'s coming right across, wide open in the end zone. That means, to me, the play worked. Jalen's got to get the ball to him, and... This past week we had the execution. A couple weeks before that, not as much. But I see it. I think the passing game has turned a corner here for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Let's go back to the studio. Kyle, what are you thinking? Is this passing game turned the corner?
So I don't think I'm ready to go there yet. Mm. And I'm going to sound insatiable when I say this.
Here we go.
Because we finally got the explosive plays in the passing game and on offense that we've been begging for all season long, but like that's not necessarily a sustainable way to win football games. You're not going to get three explosive plays in the passing game every game. You might not get one. I think what would help me feel better about the pass game is if I saw the move up and down the field with the football like a little bit easier. I mean, beyond those plays, which ended up being our three touchdowns in the game on offense, it was kind of like pulling teeth moving the football still for a lot of the game. And I know that part of it is masked by how well Jalen Hurts played and the final score and everything. And I know it's easy to look at, well, he's perfect pass rating. It doesn't get much better than that. But, I mean, it kind of does. Like, sometimes the pass rating doesn't tell the whole story of how the passing game looked. I would just like them. I would just like to see them stop at the three and outs. Like, there was a lot of those. And I'd like to see them be able to get down the field in, like, you know, a 10-play drive or something where they're just throwing the ball with ease. Like, that would be what helps me be comfortable with saying that they've turned the corner. And especially, like, this week, considering what we just saw last Thursday against this same team, I mean, it will ease my mind a lot to see us sort of flip the script on the Giants and we be the ones that methodically march down the field throwing the ball.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, to use a baseball comparison, it's almost like a home runs and strikeouts offense right now. A lot of strikeouts with three and outs, but they're hitting some home runs. I just view the issues they've had lately as the run game. The pass game is starting to rev up here. 215-592-9494. Has the Eagles passing game turned the corner in your eyes? Will in the Northeast leads us off on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Well, good morning.
Oh, well, I know y'all been saying I've been boozing out, man. But,
you've been herbing out.
Talk about the vision, right?
The vision.
Y'all not seeing the vision. And I keep trying to tell you. Now, I've been saying, under the helm, you're going to become great, Jalen. And everybody keeps saying, oh, no, we need to go away from that. First, y'all want more passing. Now y'all want more yards from Saquon. And I told y'all from the beginning of the season, this may not be a Saquon season. Okay, he going to contribute in the runs, just like the passing contributed to the Super Bowl last season. It's vice versa now. They keying in on Saquon. But like I keep trying to tell you, and I hope they do this, if you incorporate that I formation, I keep saying it, because it's going to open up so many things, man. Because the whole thing is, when you see that, the first thing you're going to see is everybody going to focus on is Saquon, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to focus right on the run. So, okay, you open it up for all types of play actions, bootlegs, everything, right? So as you continue to do it, they don't know whether to go to play the deep ball or to play the run. You dig what I'm saying? So that's going to open Saquon up. But the whole thing is, put Goddard back there, because if you run to the left or the right, you got two big bodies, right? Mailata or Lane going to open that first wave, and Goddard going to open that second wave, and then he gone. I'm trying to tell you, just visualize what I'm saying, and it's going to work. But last thing I want to say, right? Jalen, keep doing what you're doing, man. I need y'all to keep designing different plays. Because you know why it worked last week? Because they wasn't used to that type of play designs. You know what I'm saying? So keep coming with different play designs. And don't go back into that one-dimensional shotgun. You know what I'm saying?
That's on the coaching staff and Jalen. I mean, they got to be comfortable with it. Will, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, you said it. You're not sure if they're going to keep doing it this week. I mean, Jalen's been the quarterback here for 5 years, right?
Yes.
People have been calling this radio station for 5 years saying, why don't they do more under center stuff? I don't know, but my guess is Jalen is comfortable, and they've been successful at the shotgun stuff, so that's the primary way the offense has worked. But it is hard to ignore that when they got him under center on Sunday, it worked.
They had some work. They did some work, and that's fair to say. Now, if they're going to do it again this week, who knows? I think that was out of the fact that, you know, was it Toth? He couldn't hike the ball.
Well, yeah, he's had issues snapping out of the shotgun.
Yeah,
I remember that stuff coming in camp.
So
yeah.
it was you were kind of forced to do it. So hopefully, you know, you see it and you incorporate it into the offense to make the offense run a little bit easier. But the bottom line is this, man. I am not – when we talk about this, it hasn't been – consistent enough to say that, okay, this is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, the passing game has been better.
Three weeks when you average 300 yards over 3 weeks, that didn't happen at all last year.
No, it didn't. And there was some meat still left on the bone,
yes,
like you pointed out. But you have to be be more efficient at that.
I know. And Kyle's right that some of these were kind of broken plays, Jalen scrambling at the first touchdown, the fourth and four. That was Jalen making a play, and that's probably not sustainable offense. I'm just saying the last 3 weeks, I see more wide-open receivers than I saw at any point in the first 4 weeks of the season. And that, when I think about coordinators and offense and passing game, the best ones get their guys wide open, right? Like, there are some receivers that make a lot of plays just, like, one-on-one, but Like, think about when you watch Sean McVay's team. He gets guys open, right? Yeah. Kyle Shanahan gets his
schemes
guys.
Schemes them open.
Schemes them open. And the first 4 weeks, the only time you saw that was kind of the red zone when Goddard was open a bunch and they did the shovel passes. But the last 3 weeks, I'm seeing guys open. If we keep getting guys open, that to me means we've turned the corner with this passing game. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Am I hearing this correctly? Is Joe Giglio ready to bend the knee to kiss the ring to the elite quarterback known as Sky Marshall Hurts? Is that what I'm hearing
Sky
today?
Marshall Hurts is
no,
crazy.
That's not what you're hearing. What I'm saying is the passing game has turned a corner from bottom of the NFL to now good. That's what should be the expectation around here. Who's bending knees, Aaron?
Listen, this has been one of the craziest years in terms of an Eagles offense that I've ever seen. I mean, we literally could be 2-4 or 2-5, or we could be, you know, 7-0 at this point. It's really, I mean, the Giants game, it's never as ugly as it seems. It's never as good as it seems, right?
I agree with that. Yeah, and then I think that's probably in all of sports. It's never really the extremes we feel it to be sometimes.
I mean, literally, if he hits Devontae Smith in the end zone, and he doesn't throw that pick six, that's a completely different game. We don't know if the Giants have all that, you know, energy behind them to just destroy us in the third and fourth quarter. And then the Broncos game, you know, AJ runs the route, and Dotson gets his feet in. Again, that's a completely different game. So, listen, I think that there's a lot of positives with the passing game. But the Minnesota game, like you said, it left me with a lot of questions. You know, that first and second quarter, I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, it was very bland. It was very blah. There was no creativity with that offense. And then the defense let Carson Wentz throw the ball all over the field. So I think we've got to get back into the laboratory. Petullo, Hurt, Brown, Barkley, Goddard, and they got to figure things out to make this a well-balanced offense, to make this the Super Bowl championship team that we know and love.
Aaron, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, if they're going to go where they want to go, and Aaron, appreciate the phone call, and that's why Drew Brees wasn't wrong. I mean, it may annoy you, but it's not wrong. I mean, they're middle of the pack in basically everything right now. It's kind of weird you're 5-2 at that point. But I look at it and I say, passing-wise, the passing game has turned a corner here. This is the best three-game stretch of open receivers and guys streaking down the field that I've seen around here in the passing game in years. 215-592-9494. Do you think the passing offense has turned the corner, or do you need to see more like Hugh Douglas? We'll take your phone calls on that. Plus, Donovan McNabb joined the afternoon show Monday. We'll let you hear what he had to say, what he thought the difference on Sunday was. That's coming up next. We're live today from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. All right, come on out. If you're in the air, we'd love this. Hugh, this place is awesome. Have you eyed up all the food you're going to be having here?
I'm going to get some of that Mediterranean.
Yeah, there you go.
That Mediterranean food.
I'm going to have everything.
Eminominee.
You can get some of that there. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a second as we discuss this offense, and specifically the passing game, which was, let's call it for what it was. I mean, we sugarcoated it. We didn't want to say it. Jalen finds ways to win in September. The passing game in September stunk. It stunk. They, other than one half of football against the Rams and one half against Tampa, they couldn't throw the ball in the month of September. And I have noticed in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's been better. It feels to me there are more wide-open receivers. Jalen had a great game Sunday. A couple games before that, he missed some guys. But if you keep getting guys wide open in the NFL and your quarterback has time and he has a pulse, and Jalen certainly has a pulse to be a good quarterback, and he is a good quarterback, he's going to hit those guys more often than not, and that's going to lead to explosive plays. I see a passing game that is turning the corner, has turned the corner. Hugh Douglas needs to see more. Where do you come down? Let's hear Donovan McNabb, his thoughts on what he saw Sunday against Minnesota. Here he was a couple days ago on the afternoon show.
I'm tired of everybody always focusing on the easy one to throw darts at. I mean, if you look at him statistically, he's putting up decent numbers and he's accurate and doing what he's supposed to do. It's about the play calling. I've seen a more aggressive attack by our play caller and being able to put guys in position. I told you, our best route runner is Devontae, which Devontae to me is our number one receiver, but we put everybody else in better positions so that we can push it downfield. I would love to see us be able to run the football more and also run the screen game with Saquon. I think that's the strength of his that people are overlooking. But I was pleased by what I seen with the ballot. I was pleased by what I seen by our quarterback having an opportunity just to relax and just play football. And I seen explosive play. It's a great start.
I like the way he ended it. It's a great start.
Yeah. And it is. Yeah. It is. That's why, you know, you're very careful about what you say, because – you know, giving new information like we like to, you know, we like to have all the time, it wasn't how they started the game. You know, it was out of adversity. It was out of injury.
You're talking about the under center. Under center. Play under center, yeah.
So it's great. It was good to see. Now you're going to see how you incorporate it into the offense this weekend. Bottom line is this, and this is my concern. The Giants have shown the ability to score points.
Since Dark got in, he's
been in the game. Yeah. They've shown ability to score points. Now, that's the one thing that you concern yourself with, because when you talk about the efficiency of this offense and running at optimum levels, if you're being honest with yourself as an Eagles fan, last week was the best week that we had as far as scoring was concerned.
And it was only 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But that was let's keep it a bean. It was the best week we had. We need more. When you talk about – see, look at it like this, if you can, and take the green goggles off.
with the receivers that we have, even though it hasn't been there, we should be better off than what we are.
Of course. Well, that's why the first month was frustrating, and that's why I think the record kind of it was masking. I'm talking about green goggles. The record in September masked that they couldn't throw the ball.
And then look at it like this. Look at if you can't do that, how about this? Look at the individual matchups when you talk about man for man, the corners against our receivers. When you look at it realistically, a lot of the matchups going into a lot of these games that we've been in favor us.
Well, of course.
Because of the receivers that we have. Even the game this weekend, when you look at the corners that the Giants have, the matchups favor us. Now, they have a really good defensive line, and they get after the quarterback.
But they can't cover.
But they can't cover on the back end.
Well, that's why the 2 weeks ago, if Jalen had hit Devontae and hit AJ,
yeah.
I mean, it's well over 300 yards. 215-592-9494. One last quick thing, then right to your phone calls. Sometimes I think cute perception becomes reality. You know, we start to believe something, and then it takes us a lot to move off of that. Look, I'm not trying to sell everyone that Kevin Pitullo is some sort of genius. I don't believe that, right? Like, I don't think we have the next Sean McVay or anything like that. He's an extension of Sirianni. We know the offense has been choppy in a lot of these years. I'm just saying, if the last 3 weeks were the first 3 weeks of the season, we would have gotten phone calls to this radio station saying we have the next great coordinator. They've thrown for an average of 300 yards a game. We didn't do that at all last year. So I think the beginning of the season, there's been this perception that Pitullo's in over his head, doesn't know what he's doing, he's lost, you know, out to sea, all that stuff. And I've said some of those things. But the last 3 weeks has looked better in the passing game. I feel like we're turning a corner here. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day, man.
Happy hump day. Chris, what's up, buddy?
I'm going to miss you guys today, but I'll definitely catch you guys next time you're out at Klondike Cates in Newark. So apologize for that. But, guys, Joe, listen to Hugh. Today he's talking the truth. And by the truth, I mean, like, the actual truth, not the nonsense, like, your truth, I think. It's the truth. Like, he's spitting facts at you, and you just don't want to listen. Listen, here's the thing. The line needs to get healthy because, you know, I can't watch Tooth play guard or center anymore. It's just triggering my PTSD. I just can't see it. And then, like, we definitely need to see consistency, more consistency from the entire offense, including QB1 and Pitullo. Like, I don't understand why you're, like, all bought in and you think you're magically going to throw 30 a game because, like, you feel like the ship's right. And then something is obviously going on with the offense. And I don't understand what it is exactly, but, like, I don't know if you guys addressed this, but what was up with the whole Saquon yelling at Jalen in the middle of the game? I've never seen Saquon lose his cool like that. Like, is there something bigger going on there? Like, you're the guy that's the whisperer to team.
I don't think so. I don't know. Saquon seems like if anybody's even killed, it's him.
He usually is, yeah.
I don't feel like he's the guy that is out there, you know, with cryptic tweets or anything like that. He just seems like he says what he means and he means.
Well,
he says,
in terms of that, he's way more of a grown up than the other guy, you know, 20 feet
it's
to his left.
It's not so much. I don't think it's so much being a grown up. It's just, you know, sometimes you just want to be cryptic.
Yeah. Well, I
see. Again, that makes me all the more that I'm on your side on this. No, I don't believe the ship was righted after last week. And you know what? If this team has any self-respect, they need to go out and dominate a 2-5 Giants team.
Yes, I'm glad, Chris. I'm glad you said that. There's been a lot of out there. Oh, the Giants are better. They're 2-5, and they just allowed. They just allowed 33 points in a quarter.
In the fourth quarter. Yes. Yes.
And they scored 30 some points.
I'll leave you guys with this. I'm going to leave you with two things. One, we need to wear to Kelly Green on Sunday and take boots to ass. And then I could buy back in. But number two, Hugh, I got to bring you back down a little because I've been praising a lot. You know, the audience is, you know, going to hear a lot about, you know, how they're aware of your vibrator nonsense that you talk about with your third eye blindness. This is evident each week that, like, you're really a blind man out there with that third eye because your quarterback ranking list is going to come out, and that blows all the holes in the trust of Hugh movement. And
no,
all we got to do is just see one Spencer Rattler. I mean,
Yeah, that was the one I think that threw us all off.
No, it was early. It was early information. And as the week progresses, the information changes. Leave me alone. I have new information.
That was a lot. That was.
He meant the
vibrating on a different frequency.
Well,
is that what he meant?
I think he meant the adjustable base bed, and I'm talking about the vibration.
No, I think he's talking
bed.
About your higher frequency.
Oh yeah, I am. I do vibrate on a higher frequency.
But I think sometimes it is important to use the correct word.
Yeah.
No, not sometimes.
Yeah.
It typically always is important.
In that instance,
but sometimes
it was definitely
more.
It was
no,
prudent.
I know.
Yeah. It was prudent.
I like how we're debating how often we should say the right word as talk show hosts. Like this is we talk.
As I say, Mediterranean. It pisses people off.
We just say stuff. We don't say things properly.
That's true.
That's not part of the job description.
How much more of a passing game that has been better do we need to say it's turned a corner here? I mean, the bar was pretty darn low in September. 100 yards was kind of becoming typical, like 120 yards a game. They've averaged over the last 3 weeks 296 per game, and that's with Jalen missing a few throws here and there in the two previous games.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're this close to 300 yards a game passing with Jalen Hurts. And for every Jalen Hurts fan out there, he's never done this. Like, for him, this is the most prolific. I have to go back and look, but I would think it's one of the most prolific three-game stretches he's ever had throwing the football yards-wise. To me, that means they're figuring something out in the passing game.
They're figuring it out, but again, Joe, the reality of the situation is Carson Wentz was bad, man. And if you go back,
I could have told you that before the game.
Well, I mean, but there was still some trepidation about how the passing game was going to look, even if it was against Carson Wentz, because there was a whole lot of man if. They lose to Carson, yada yada yada.
Well, you said
filling the blank. I mean, I wasn't. I said what was being thought.
You were right.
I wasn't the only one thinking it.
This would have been a meltdown week.
And when you look back at that game, and you look at some of the throws that he didn't make, and if you're being realistic with yourself, because I can guarantee you, as an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you're looking at that and be like, damn, if he'd have completed that pass, man. They probably would have been off to the races.
It would have been a different game. Would have.
So you have to correct those mistakes, and you're playing against a team who is 2-5, no question about it. But they beat your ass. They beat your ass the last time you went to New York.
To your point, the Giants' offense has been better since they changed the quarterback.
Yes, so, and they score. They can score.
Yeah, so this week we're going to have to score. And right now it's hard to trust our running game, so it's probably going to have to be the passing game again to move the football. Damon and Delco, what's up, Damon?
Yo, good morning to y'all.
What's up, man?
Good morning, Damon.
Good morning. I'm good, brothers. I'm good, man. Hugh, top of the day to you, man. Joe, top of the hour to y'all.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it,
buddy.
That's how it usually happens before he dropped the hammer, though.
That's right. Tell him, Damon. Tell him this passing game has turned the corner.
I ain't dropping the hammer today. I'm agreeing with Joe. I believe we've turned the corner.
I believe that
for several reasons. Joe, you keep pointing it out, and I was calling, and I know y'all remember. I'm one of the dudes who kept saying, Petulu got to go. Whatever his name. I'm sorry I'm messing him up again.
You ain't got to worry about enunciation on this show.
Yeah, not this one.
I've been saying it for a while. He got to go. And all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, looked like he'd have been putting in some different plays, which make me.
No.
Maybe he just feels like it has the potential to be.
I wonder sometimes if he is not quite as fast as he was 4 years ago, and he thinks I can get the corner, and then they catch him, and he just ends up.
Oh, man, I didn't get the corner.
Right, like he tries, and, you know, it's not like he's lost a lot of speed, but if you go back and watch highlights of when he was first got in the league, he's definitely a step slower than that. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it is a weird thing that he does that. 215-592-9494. Kate in East Falls up on WIP. Hey, Kate.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
Kate.
I do see sparking happening in the passing game, and I know Hugh, you said to take the green goggles off for a second. And my argument is like, put the green goggles on.
Tell them,
Kate. In general, I think that like Arthur Brooks once said that when we go through suffering, we don't come out healed; we come out different. So I think it's a matter of framing and expectation and the way that we're thinking about this. Because the first part of the season, there was a bit of suffering they were going through with the passing game. And we see them making adjustments with play calling. We see them, you know, trying to get the line healthy. And we can see them embracing their path. Every season is an individual path that cannot be compared to anything else. And I think, not for you guys, because I know it's your job to analyze everything, and I appreciate your caution. But as fans, like, I think we have to give them space to surprise us, to jump off the couch when Smitty catches that touchdown. Like, I just think, like, we should put, as fans, we should put the green goggles on. We should have faith in them. We see them working, changing, adjusting. So I say put the green goggles on.
But Kate, can I ask you a question? And I think that's a that's a compelling statement that you made. But when you look at the Detroit Lions and how much you look at how much they've lost and how they look strong, that doesn't concern you a little bit? And knowing that we're probably going to be on a collision course with them, that doesn't concern you at all? That
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
because
think
that, you got it.
I think that you know, like, we have to trust our path. And I think that it's easy to, like, I watched the Lions the other night, and I was like, whoa, you know. But I think we have to trust our path and trust what we're doing. And, like, I see what you're saying. And, yeah, they're a really good team. But I also see that we are making adjustments, and we're heading in our lane, staying in our lane, staying focused on us. I think that's the way that we're going to do the best.
Yeah, and Kate, great phone call. I think sometimes we're also a prisoner of our own expectations. Like, mm-hmm. if the Lions or the Packers or Seattle, if I showed you them on Sunday and they were bombs away like Jalen was, I think we'd be like, uh-oh, we got to face that team. Like, we have had these – the expectation is we have the best team in football. And it's looked choppy the first 7 weeks, clearly. I'm just – I think the passing game is moving in the right direction.
In the infamous words of Joe Giglio, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Like, they just threw for 326 on a perfect passer rating. This thing's turning the corner. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Deco Food Hall here in Wilmington. Come on out. It is an awesome, awesome place to have everything. I mean, there's coffee here, breakfast. There's also a million.
Coffee was all right.
Coffee's great. The restaurant's here for lunch. Come on out. Elliot's going to join us next. His thoughts on Sunday, the passing offense, and Elliot's take on a new Sixer season, which starts tonight. That's Woo-hoo! Next. NBA tip-off week and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game and want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.